Habibi kuda katlambia ba azbulan salawat. Masali ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir la'inir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillahi alladhi la yablughu midhatahu alqailun wa la yuhsi ni'mahu la'addun wa la yuaddi haqqahu almujtahidun. الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى تبارك وتعالى والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين سيدنا ونبينا بالقاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أبحب الله عنهم الرسى وطهرهم تطهيرا واللانة الدائمة الباقي لأعدائهم من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. Sisters and brothers in Iman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all in this eve of 23rd of Ramadan, which is Laylatul Qadr. It's one of the nights of destiny that we have in the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about it in Surah Al-Qadr, where He clearly says, verily we have sent it down to you personally in the night of decree, referring to the Prophet of Islam, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, that we have sent down the whole Quran to you personally in the laylatul qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. And how will you know what is the laylatul qadr? Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. This night of decree is better than 1,000 months. Why is it better than 1,000 months? Tanazzalul malaikatu barruhu fiha bi'idhni rabbihim min kulli amr. Why? Because therein the angels and the ruh, the greatest of the angels, descend to the earth by Allah's permission with all the decrees. The decrees for the coming year. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Indeed, it is a peaceful night till the appearance of the dawn. And so when we look at Laylatul Qadr, we have to realize Qadr here is referring to muqaddarat. It refers to the issues which are beyond our control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the final decision there. You know, how long will we live? What is the source of our sustenance? Where has Allah placed it? And also importantly, what is the maximum limit of our livelihood and sustenance? We don't know, nobody has told us, and so we have to constantly work hard and hard, but remember there is a limit that Allah has put. So some people work hard and, you know, gain what they want, sometimes they don't. And also, you know, to some extent, the issue of health and illness also is from muqaddarat. Not totally, but to some extent, from the muqaddarat, the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this night, we have to basically pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our salvation in the hereafter, as well as the good of our life in this dunya. Everything from sustenance to family relationship, you know, from our those who are dear and near to us, to the issue of the community, and especially don't forget the global pandemic that the humanity is facing at the moment. So pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep all humanity safe from coronavirus and its negative impact. Now, what happens when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Tanazzalul malaikatu barruh"? You know, why do these malaika, the angels, descend with all the decrees in that night? Angels always come and go, you know, and the angels who manage the affairs of humanity and the world, they do not only reside here, and that, you know, if they want to go up again, and they need a permit or a visa. No, they can come and go. So what is special about tonight? I will just simply mention it because I talked about it in more detail in previous years, that the angels descend to present the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding every living human being to the representative of Allah on the earth, to the hujjat of Allah, sahibul amri wa sahibul zaman, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajhu sharif. Keeping this link of the Imam of the time with Laylatul Qadr, and that is where we do tawassul to him. Because in his good words about us, in the matters decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the coming year, is definitely going to help us for the sake of our dunya as well as for our hereafter. Keeping in mind even the theme that I had about the special knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Imams, I would like to link this issue of Laylatul Qadr with the special knowledge that Allah has given to the Imams with an interesting conversation between Amirul Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam and a very close companion of his by the name of Al-Harith Al-Hamdani. And this is a narration again coming from Sheikh Mufid in his Al-Amali in Al-Majlis, in the very first Majlis that he has there. It's Hadith number 3. And his narrator finally is Asbagh bin Nubata, another close companion of Ali. So Asbagh narrates that we were sitting with Ali when Harith Hamdani came in with a group of Shias. And at that time, you know, he was not feeling well. He was actually walking with a stick, وَكَانَ مَرِيضًا. So he came, you know, when Imam looked towards him, Imam asked him, كَيْفَ تَجِدُ يَا هَارِثُ? You know, how is the world to you? What is, you know, how are you? And that is where Harith Hamdani says, يَا أَمِرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نَالَ الدَّهْرِ مِنِّي. You know, the time has caught up with me. I'm becoming old and weak now. And these arguments I was hearing outside about you were, you know, creating more distress on me. So Imam says, what was the arguments that your companions were having outside? He said, well, they were talking about you and the previous three khulafa. You know, some of them were exaggerating, going to the level of ghulu. Some of them were moderate and others were, you know, going to the level of putting you down. And, you know, we were in a state of confusion. And this is where Amir al-Mu'minin says to him that, حَسْبُكَ يَا أَخَى هَمْدَانِ or Harith Hamdani, remember, أَلَا إِنَّ خَيْرَ شِيعَتِي أَن نَمَطُ الْعَوْسَطْ إِلَيْهِمْ إِلَيْهِمْ يَرْجِعُ الْغَالِي وَبِهِمْ يَلْحَقُ التَّالِي. Then remember, the good Shias of mine are those who are in the middle. The ghali who exaggerate have to come back. And the tali, those who degrade Ahlul Bayt, they have to move forward. So we have a problem on, you know, both sides. Sirat al-Mustaqim is right in the middle. You have one extreme of ghali and the other extreme of muqassir. And we have problems on both sides. And this is where, so Harith then says that maybe if you can talk more about yourself to us and enlighten us, you know, so we will have a better insight and our hearts will be pleased. And this is where Amir al-Mu'minin then talks about himself. And these are the sections I wanted to share with you. Where he begins by saying, he's talking about his status. He says, أَلَا إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَأَخُوْ رَسُولِهِ. Verily, I am the servant of Allah and his messenger's brother. See the protocol, always maintaining the middle path, that as far as Allah is concerned, I am His servant. And as far as Rasulullah is concerned, I am His brother. وَصَدِّيقُهُ الْأَوَّلْ صَدَّقْتُهُ وَآدَمْ بَيْنَ الرُّوحِ وَالْجَسَدْ. Some people might not be able to digest this statement, but listen what he says. He says, I am the first one to testify to his nubuwwat, the nubuwwat of Muhammad. I testified while Adam was in the stage between the soul and the body. He was still being made. And remember, this is not only Shia hadith. There are even Sunni hadith about this, talking about the creation of the chosen ones, as far as their nur and soul are concerned, which was even before Adam. Then he says, وَثُمَّ إِنِّي صِدِّيقُهُ الْأَوَّلُ فِي أُمَّتِكُمْ حَقًّا. And even, you know, in this human history, I am the first one to testify among the ummah to the nubuwwat of Rasulullah. Then he talks about his close relationship to Rasulullah. فَنَحْلُ الْأَوَّلُونَ وَنَحْلُ الْآخِرُونَ وَنَحْنُ خَاصَّتُهُ يَا حَارِسْ وَخَالِصَتُهُ. We are the first, we are the last ones. O Haris, we are his closest ones and his pure ones. And then he says, وَعَنَا سِنْوَهُ وَوَسِيُّهُ وَوَلِيُّهُ وَسَاهِبُ نَجْوَاهُ وَسِرِّهُ. And I am his brother, I am his successor, I am his wali. And I'm privy to his whispers and his secrets he used to share with me. Then he talks about the knowledge that he has from Allah through Rasulullah. أُوتِيتُ فَهْمَ الْكِتَابِ وَفَصْلِ الْخِطَابِ وَعِلْمُ الْقُرُونِ وَالْأَسْبَابِ. I have been blessed with the understanding of the Quran and with decisive statements when I make judgments, and the knowledge of the causes. What happens? Why does it happen? And then he says, وَاسْتُودِعْتُ أَلْفَ مِفْتَاهٍ. And I have been gifted with 1,000 keys of knowledge. يَفْتَهُ كُلَّ مِفْتَاحٍ أَلْفَ بَابٍ. Each of these keys opens 1,000 doors for me. وَيَقْضِي كُلَّ بَابٍ إِلَى أَلْفَ أَلْفَ أَهَدٍ. And every door leads me to it, you know, 100,000 verdicts. So you can think about it. You know, when we talk about the knowledge of Ali ibn Abi Talib, indeed it is beyond our comprehension in that way. Then it talks about, Laylatul Qadr and its relation to Ahlul Bayt. He says, وَأُيِّدْتُ وَاتُّخِسْتُ وَامْدُدْتُ بِلَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ نَفْلًا. I have been confirmed and supported and helped by Laylatul Qadr as a present. This is a gift that Allah has given to me. وَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ يَجْرِ لِي وَلِمَنِ اسْتُحْفِظِيَ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ مَا جَرَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. And this gift is for me and for those who have been chosen from my descendants, as long as the night and the day comes. As long as the time is there, the dunya is there, Laylatul Qadr will happen every year, and it is a gift from me, and later on for my descendants who have been chosen as the imams. حَتَّى يَرِثَ اللَّهُ الْعَرْضُ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا. Until the world comes to the end, and Allah inherits the earth and its inhabitants. And finally, Imam ends his conversation with Harith Hamdani about a good news, Basharat, that he gives to his Shias. And I thought that this was very appropriate for us, you know, as the ending of this conversation. He says, وَأُبَشِّرُكَ يَا هَارِثُ لَتَعْرِفُنِي إِنْدَ الْمَمَاتِ وَعِنْدَ الصِّرَاطِ وَعِنْدَ الْحَوْزِ وَعِنْدَ الْمُقَاسَمَةِ. O Haris, I give you Basharat, good news. Good news of what? You will see me. You will see me at the time of your death. And that will be a matter of consolation for you. You will be pleased and your fear will be reduced. وَعِنْدَ الصِّرَاطِ. And on the day of Qiyamah, when you have to pass through that bridge, I will be there to help you. وَعِنْدَ الْحَوْزِ. And when you will reach to the fountain of Kawthar on the day of judgment, you will find me there. وَعِنْدَ الْمُقَاسَمَةِ. And at the time of Muqasama, the division. So Haris Hamdani clearly understood the issue of death, the issue of Sirat, the issue of, you know, Hawza Kawthar on the day of judgment. He didn't understand what is Muqasama. So he says, وَمَا الْمُقَاسَمَ يَا مَوْلَايَ. Oh my master, what is this muqasama? You are saying that we will see you at that time. And this is where Amir al-Mu'mineen says something very powerful, where he says, مُقَاسَمَةٌ nar. You will see me when I will be dividing the people as far as hellfire is concerned. أُقَاسِمُهَا قِسْمَةً صَحِيحَةً. My division, dividing people, that this is person goes to hellfire and this doesn't go, this will be based on the truth. أَقُولُ حَاذَ وَلِيِّي فَتْرِكِيهِ. I will say to the hellfire, this is my friend, he is my follower, so leave him alone. وَهَذَا عَدُوِّي فَخْذِيهِ. And if an enemy comes, Ali will say to the Jahannam, that this is my enemy, take him. And this is where we have to realize that Amir al-Mu'mineen will be there. This is all delegation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his will. The ultimate decider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he can decide. Who are we to question his will and his discretion? If he says, I want Ali to become Qasimun Nari wal Jannah, the divider of people between Jannat and Jahannam, between the hellfire and the paradise. And remember, this concept of Ali being Qasimun Nari wal Jannah is not ghuluv. You know, mashallah, these days this title of ghuluv, is becoming so common, the way Wahhabis use the word shirk for everything. Let me end with the poetry from Imam Shafi'i about this issue, where he talks about Amir al-Mu'mineen and he says, Aliyun hubbuhu junna, qasimun nari wal janna, wasiyul Mustafa haqqa, imamul insi wal jinna. Salawat. What does it mean? Imam Shafi'i says, Aliyun hubbuhu junna. In this four lines, basically he's using the word jim, noon, ta, marbuta three times, but different sounds. One is junna, one is janna, and the last one is jinna. And the meaning are different. The first one, he says, Aliyun hubbuhu junna. The love of Ali is a shield for you against the hellfire. Qasimun nari wal jannah. Ali is the one who will divide the people between the hellfire and the paradise. Wasiyul Mustafa haqqa. He is the successor, the wasi of Mustafa, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وصي المصطفى حقا. He indeed is the successor, the true heir of Mustafa, Imam al-Ins wal Jinnah. And Ali is the Imam of the Ins, the human beings, as well as the Imam of the Jinn. I conclude with this, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do whatever is required of us, fulfill our duty during the remaining days of this month of Ramadan, especially in the du'as tonight. You know, remember, of course, your family members, your friends, but especially remember your community. Remember those who are alone during this pandemic time, living in isolation. They are going through different types of anxiety. Pray for their well-being and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this negativity of the coronavirus may be taken away from all the human beings all around the world, inshallah. And especially tonight, you know, remember and pray for the maghfirah and rahmah, forgiveness and mercy for those members of our community who have passed away in this 1 year, especially those who have passed away because of coronavirus. You know, the numbers are increasing everywhere we see. Now we see it's not just numbers. We know the names and the people, you know, who are known to us in different parts of the world. And so pray for them, and those who are suffering at the moment, especially who are, you know, inflicted with this coronavirus problem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bihaqqi Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad, you know, grant them speedy and fast recovery. And finally, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we may be able to meet one another inshallah at the center soon. Last year in Ramadan, we were thinking, well, this is just one Ramadan, you know, we'll be able to handle it. But now it is a year now, and it's really becoming painful not to be able to see one another. So let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we get the opportunity and the circumstances where we will be able to congregate, you know, collectively here in the center. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the appearance of the Imam of the time, ajjalallahu ta'ala faraj al-sharif. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.